Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
All right then, Kotso B. Mav, that is Kotso B. Mavimbela, says, greetings, Pastor Ray. Thank you for reminding us about J-Moss. Me and my family, we are fine, tuned, listening to Radio Pulpit. Thank you so much. We are learning together, Kotso. We really appreciate that. MK says, blessed Easter to you and Radio Pulpit family. Holiness is denying to walk in darkness. For Jesus is the light, the truth, and the way. No one can shine in darkness. That is MK there. And again, MK sends another WhatsApp. He says, Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1. Arise and shine, for the light has come. That is MK there. Thank you, MK.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
All right, Nana Nathan, look, man, I don't know what you mean, but it looks like you're asking a question. Nakibo nabo andi makuru. And then you say bite, but I just don't understand the language. I'm sorry about that. I'm really, really sorry. JD says, good evening, Baruti. Blessed conversations as always. May the Lord do you good. And today, let me just sit back with a hot coffee in the presence of the Father and learn. Shalom. That is JD there. Thank you so much, JD. We really appreciate. Send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Brafil.
Sanbona bazalwane in the studio.
Thank you.
The name of the Lord be praised.
Hallelujah.
Sanbona ekameni lenkosi. Ngiyadla ngalingxoxo yobungcwele. You become holy, and because of ngcwele buvela ku so ngcwele uNkulunkulu. And if we obey and be holy, ngiyathanda le nkulumo ika mfundisi Makhama. If we accept the holiness of the Lord,
yeah,
and noma kanjani asiphili holiness enkonzweni. Asiqala inkonzweni, siqala within the heart, and then it go outside. My God, uthi 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18, the last verse, ngokuhlala in the presence of the Lord, simbuka, our images tend to his image.
Yes, transformation.
And we move from glory to glory.
Yebo.
And we are gradually changed into the likeness of the Father. Every day, every hour. As pilu bungwele ngoba si impressa. No. People or no people. Bangamani bati, oh, nangu ngwele ngwele. Praise the Lord. If I live a holy life before the Lord, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
Thank you so much, Brafil. May the Father do you good too. And may he grant you more and more of his graces.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
All right, your daily companion, Radio Pulpit it is. We trust the Father is doing you well, gracing you so much in a mighty way. And let's see. MK says, holiness is work in progress because spiritual growth is a journey, not a destination. I wonder how you mean. I hear what you're saying. But I wonder how you would imply this, because holiness is forever, and we will dwell in His holiness. And how come is it not a destination? But I want to get your context. I see what you mean there, and I understand it quite well. But I want you to teach me more in what you imply when you say it is not a destination. I am also learning, and I am keen to hear from you, MK.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
All right. Now, check this out. He says concerning us, his children, he says in Exodus chapter 19, verse 6, "And you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which you shall speak to the children of Israel." Holiness has always been a creative command of the Father, because it comes from the Father. It has always been a creative command. He prescribes it also as a creative command upon us. He doesn't impugn upon us that we make out for what holiness should be about and try to find characteristics that we can adopt. No, no, no. When we start having faith in Him through His Son's name is Yahusha, which means Yahuwah is salvation. Our Creator is salvation. When we accept Him, He starts to work that in us. That is what Brafil also was saying. He starts to work in us this nature. Then we also become a nation of priests, a nation that is holiness, but it doesn't end there. We also become a kingdom. So He puts in us a royalty. He puts in us a priesthood. These two belong to Him. In other words, now He says, "I am the king and the high priest, and I put my kingship upon you and my priesthood upon you." You become a nation of kings and priests. And then He says, this is what you should say to the children of Yasharal. It's a command of the Father, which is creative. When they believe that and they become excited of that and they accept that, it starts to become in them. He starts to work it in them. Apostle, what's your take?
Muruti. Ke rata ka mokgwa e bolelang ka teng gore the creative instruction. So already school is actually not negotiable. And le gona Modimo high commander jalo. Why itse gore we can bana ba Modimo. And again, I tlo khonisang, as long as right now we are willing. You know, it's only a matter of us being willing. But allow me to also read the word of God from the book of Romans chapter 12. Because remember, we cannot, it is not easy to be holy. There's a comment you made, somebody, or holiness is work in progress. But also, as much as it is a work in progress, what is it that in the process that you are making and doing so that you can attain full, holiness? Because without it, no one can see God.
Yeah.
So it's such a critical element of virtue. That without it, we can't see God. Then we need to make an effort. For whatever happens, come rain, come sunshine, come high waters, we we aspire to live a holy life. So now, when a lady in Toto Tante consciously radiates, the first one, it was Tataka, a mindset. Because remember, before the police, a mindset that was nearly messed up. So when you come to the Lord, the first thing that you need to do is to change your mind. In the book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 1, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, number one, acceptable unto the Lord, which is all. It's a reasonable sacrifice, meaning God cannot demand of you something that he knows you can't give it back. And then verse 2, and be ye not conformed to this to this world, but be ye transformed to the by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good. Remember, when you are holy, then you prove what is good and acceptable and the perfect will of God.
Yes.
So hence, Joe, holiness, unless you are prepared, how we do things, how we were, the lifestyle change is always very critical. You cannot expect what he boasts when born, and then now you're in Christ, isn't it? So the very Christ that you're in him, you need to be like him. And in order to be like him, you need to learn who. It's a relationship thing, man. You need to understand who Christ is.
Yes.
What ticks him. You know, King, King, Asairating.
Yeah.
And having to do that, then there's an issue, a very important. Proximity plays a very key role. Because Nyego was unkulunkulu from a distance. And then Nyego over impacted and imparted by holiness from a distance. Proximity. Come closer. And how do we come closer? By spending time in prayer. Number two, by studying the Word of God. Not only studying the Word of God, doing the Word of God. And making sure with any other thing else that is contrary to the Word of God and any other person or the melana with what God is expecting us to do. We cut and we continue to live right, we continue to do right, we continue to remember. And I think for me, the biggest thing for me is the biggest reminder, Yoguti, you know, if God says I'm holy, I'm sacred to him, man.
Yeah.
You need to secret. You don't, oh man, we party ganjan.
I hear you.
Because you're sacred like that.
Amen. Amen to that. Hey, champ, welcome.
Hey, Murutire.
How are you?
I am blessed in the
three. Happy marital bliss and growth there. We appreciate the two of you. Amen.
Through this journey. Yeah.
Thank you.
Murutire, good medisa, Muruti Makamo, Lemme, Mutanka Mudimu.
Thank you, sir.
Amen.
Thank you.
In the book of Exodus, when God released the children of Israel, or when he chose the Israelites, he were hoping they will dwell in him. In the book of Psalms 90, Moses wrote, God, you have been our home from the very beginning. So holiness, it's one of the sejana, the sebiana. Mudimo want to hore atetsole. He wants again to dwell in him. Understand, you know, how can ketela kuntunyaka if ntuaka in maybe 15 room, 7 bedroom, you won't understand or you won't know TV. So holiness, it's allowing God to dwell in you and to teach you. And then holiness, it's a choice to allow God to be in you. And the only time hobontoro mo alawile is when you are clean. Because agas kono tshola mo o fetsang ho ja motoho mo brown yena a le white a tshola o ga tshole motoho o mo white mo no jelo motoho mo brown. So you have to wash your plate so he can dwell motoho mo white kono nna o khatlile. So he don't that is why he said the word of God ere be holy or wash your plate. I'm white. I want to be there so that you can know me. So he wants us to dwell in him. He wants us to teach us. He wants us to purify ourselves, to get rid of certain things. So when we dwell in him, in the book of what you call. We are away from the things of the world. We are separated because holiness is separation from the things of the world. So when we dwell in his house, then we start to learn who is God because we are his child. Now we dwell with Banaba Murutiri. They behave like Murutire. Leba Tamika, they play like the way Murutire at Tamkanga. Leba Bulela, Babulela Kamuko me Abulelangate, Lekamuko Murutu Bulelangate. So when you dwell in and an Abatwa, but what are we seeing? How Bulela, Hemwana, how Abulela Bar, Marabulelangar Murkiwana Mangu, Marawa Ruti, Sikam Kabulelanga, Guana Murutire. That is why I want the world to know me through you. I want you to reflect me. So he cannot reflect. You cannot reflect God if you don't dwell in him. So by you to be able to dwell in him, you have to leave the world. You have to leave certain things that are difficult to leave. Why you not listening? Like you deviate or what? Wa holiness just by listening, just by seeing, just by hearing, and then wana efeta fela wa lokela le fokolo ena wa fakaza. There are a lot of things. You create a distance from God, or we are sibiana sahau. Your plate even chila just by a cell phone in your house. What do you do, Kayona? When you go to a social media, when you go to those apps, what do you watch? What do you write? Those things just by watching, just by clicking on that app and watch certain things, they make your plate to be dirty. So you are separating yourself from the house of the Lord, from the door of the house of the Lord. Because when you sit in the house of the Lord, then the holiness, which is the nature of God, it will be on you and you will live like that. You will reflect the character of God. You will speak like him. You will like that, Muruti Ray. Let me stop there, Muruti Ray.
I really appreciate. Thank you so much, Champ. I really appreciate you. Much, much, much graces to you, sir.
Amen, Muruti Ray.
Thank you.
Amen,
thank you.
Amen. And your visitors, Muruti Makamo, your visitor, Muruti Makamo, Kaliksa Muni. Amen.
Yeah, the Apostle Pumla there. Yes. Thank you so much. Amen. Amen. Yeah, sizohlangana enkangala, he says. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, thank you so much, Chem. Thank you.
Amen.
All right, then. We're taking your calls. Give us a shout. Talk to us there. So, Bona Dumela, hi.
Hello, Pastor Likai.
Riten Likai. Welcome to the show, man.
Pastor, mujumo orata riba holi. Kori yoyo na asi choice ya mwana mujimu. Ki it's a must oru obe holi. Ki ena arin be holy. Be thou holy because I am holy. Retwane, ona le sitlhopha mo go Jeremiah ba re ke di-recapites. Ba ile ba tshepega pastoreng ka keno e ba ileng ba e dira. Yane le wena go le ngwana wa Modimo, it's a must gore o be holy. Ke ena a reng yalo, o a commanda gore be holy for I am holy. Ke a leboga pastoreng.
Thank you so much, Salome. And we're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say. MK says, Philippians 3:12 teaches us that spiritual growth is a journey. Absolutely. And also MK quotes Luke 10:27. To be holy is to love God more than worldly things. And then Love More says, evening, Pastor Ray, holiness is when you totally surrendered your life to God and put your trust in Him. This is from Foster Baloyi in Bogota Village. Thank you so much, Foster Baloyi in Bogota Village. Send us your WhatsApp, 082657-2729. Let's hear what you say.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
Mabangane.
Mbongi chuba, mbingelele kwe mfundisi uRay, mbingelele na magesta se studio, na balaleli bonke be radio pulpiti. Egameni lenkosi yethu uKristu Jesu waseNazaretha, isihloko esithi, what is true holiness? Buyini ubungcwele beqiniso? True holiness involves being separated from sin and devoted to God, living a life that reflects His character and standards. It is not about outward actions, but also an inner transformation of the heart, aligning with God's will. Holiness signifies being set apart, sacred, whole, complete, divine, distinct, perfect, unique, and consecrated to God. Unkulunkulu ugcwele ubungcwele. Isaiah chapter 6 verse 3. Elinye lamemeza kwelinye lathi. Ungcwele, ungcwele, ungcwele uJehova Sibaothi. Wonke umhlaba ugcwele inkazimulo yakhe. Jesus is holy and true, Revelation chapter 3, verse 7. And to the angel of the church of Philadelphia write, these things says, he who is holy, he who is true, he who has taken, who has the key of David, he who opens and no one shuts, and shuts and no one opens. We can also read on our own, on chapter 6 of Revelation, chapter 6, verse 10. Jesus is the one whom the Father sets apart as His very own. True holiness comes from God. It is a gift we receive. John chapter 10, verse 36. Do you say of Him whom the Father sanctified and sent into the world, you are blaspheming, because I said, I am the Son of God. God commands Christians to be holy. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 15 to 16. But as He who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct. 16. Because it is written, be holy, for I am holy. Jesus is the Holy One, and make people holy. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 11. For both He who sanctifies and those who are being sanctified are all of one, for which reason He is not ashamed to call them brethren. Holiness is the habit of being one mind with God, hating what He hates, loving what He loves, a love for all His ways. Holiness is to endeavor to shun every known sin and to keep every commandment. A greater joy is pleasing God than pleasing people. Holiness is to have a fear and awe of God. To belong exclusively to God in a special way. Holiness is striving to be like our Lord Jesus Christ in every way. Holiness is to have purity of heart. Holiness is the exercise of temperance and self-denial. Holiness is to follow meekness, long-suffering, and let gentleness govern our tongue. True holiness comes by faith, turns believers into salt and light. You run away from things, sin, temptation, and evil people. Holiness is to be spiritual minded. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 23 to 24. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind. 24. And that you put on the new man, which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. True holiness comes by faith. The word of God helps us grow in holiness. Jesus said to his Father in John chapter 17, verse 17, sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. Holiness is an inward cleansing of our spirit by God. It comes through a process that only the Holy Spirit can provide. Only the Holy Spirit makes us holy. Holiness is an inward lifestyle that naturally becomes more godly. Romans chapter 12, verse 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. I thank you. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Thank you so much, Babongane. We really, really appreciate, sir.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and the I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet, join this life on 657 AM.
I haven't heard from Maria Timpe in a long time. Maria Timpe quotes John 6:51. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whosoever eats this bread will live forever. This bread is my flesh, which I give for the life of the world. Yes, I hear you quite well. I hear you quite well. What does holiness mean in this regard? Send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Funis Makamu, let me bring this to you, and Leviticus 11:45. For I am the Elohim who brings you out of Egypt, the land of Egypt, to be Yahuwah to you, and says, you shall therefore be holy, for I am holy. I still stress, it's a creative command. You shall be. Otherwise he should have said, you will be holy. Which means it will be up to us when he says you will be holy. But when he says you shall be holy, it shows a sense of determination.
So, yeah, yes. When he says you shall be holy, it's a sense of determination. It says you shall be holy. Yes. There is no impossibility towards it. He says you shall be holy. Therefore, you shall be holy, for I am holy. Leviticus 11:45. Leviticus 19:2. Speak to all the congregations of the children of Yasharal and say to them, you shall be holy, for I am your holy. It says, for I am your Elohim, and I am holy. For I, the Elohim, Yahuwah, am holy. All right. It's a creative command. He says, we shall be holy, for he is holy. 1 Peter 1:16, because it's written, be holy, for I am holy. The reason for being the child of the Father is to also to be like him. He is holy, therefore we should also be holy. Bear his image. Muruti Makam?
Yeah, Mfundisi wami, this is a creative command. Angokuthina is a suggestion. Aka suggest kune possibility ukuthi singakwenza lokho. And le possibility le lapho uNkulunkulu akayibekanga phandle, uyibeke ngaphakathi kithi ukuthi we can do this.
Yes.
You understand? Angeke ngibeke umzekelo mfundisi wami. Unkosikazi othile ubulala indoda.
Hold it there, kancane, bamakam. Just hold it there, kancane. Let me bring in this call. So, when I dumela, hi.
Hello, Pastor.
Hello, sir.
Yes, you're speaking to Lazarus here at Kempton Park.
Welcome, Lazarus.
Yes, Pastor. I think also the listeners of Radio Pulpit and dealing with the very, very important topic, especially in these prophetic times. About true holiness. When God created in mankind, then he put his glory upon him, and now human beings are ambassadors here on earth, as Christ in John 14, that he will come and take us home where he will be, so that we'll be there. When you read the book of Psalms 119, verse 9, it tells how can a young man purify his way by obeying to the word of God.
Yes, sir.
When you read in verse 15, then it talks about meditating in your precept. In NIV, consider your ways. I delight in your decrees. So it's a total surrender to the Lord. So his ways are holy. Romans 12, then, verse 1, it says, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritually, your spiritual offering, holy and pleasing to God. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world. Now, we Christians have been taken out from the worldly life. We have been converted. As in the book of John 3, Jesus speaks to Nicodemus, what is born of flesh is flesh, what is born of spirit is spirit. So the book of John again says that my words are spirit. He said that you have been purified by the words I've given you. In Joshua 1, verse 5, they are be strong and very courageous, because you are the one who is going to lead these people to inherit the land that I saw to their forefathers to give them. Then it says that they be strong and very courageous. In verse 7, to be careful to obey all the law that my servant Moses gave you, not turn to the right or to the left, so that you may be successful and prosperous.
Yeah.
When we offer, we are in the website of God, we conform to his ways. So that an ambassador is controlled by the country that deployed him in that country. So we don't belong here any longer. So we are him. We have been taken from out of darkness into his wonderful light. So we live that holiness in our day-to-day lives through our meditation. many times the devil attacks the church or human beings through their mentality, through their meditation. So we are there to conform to the meditation. In Psalms 1, it says, verse 2, that his delight is in the law of the Lord. Mm. And on his law he meditates day and night. We don't belong to this world. We belong to him. So we also have to meditate in his law so that we are renewing every day as we bath every day and as we eat. We are renewing as we wash our clothes. We always commit ourselves so that we come before him holy, so that we be acceptable. For he himself has offered to the world to buy us with a higher price, the highest price, by now dying and purifying us from the, taking out of sins, out of worldly life. So now, though God is spirit, all who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth.
Okay.
So the magnet of the devil here, of this worldly life, has got no longer attractive or no longer having power to arouse, because we are dead to sin but live to life. We live alive in Christ. So Christ is the one who is holy, who has bought us. Now we belong to him. He's the husband to the bride, which is his church. So to God be the glory. Hallelujah, Pastor Ray.
Wow, thank you so much. I really appreciate it, sir. All right, then. Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear you.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet, join this life on 657 AM.
Buti Gabriel Sikwati says, my name is Buti Gabriel Sikwati from Botterville. Holiness is to deny yourself and take what God wants. Muriti Makamu, as you were saying,
yes. Yes. Unkosikazi uthile ubulala indoda ubulala nje una 8 months ekhulele. Is not the true story. Yes, then bayamgweba ayohlala ejele for 20 years. Ingane le izalelwa ejele ihamba ecrash ejele ihamba iyonxela always ihlala khona lapha ejele. Uma yenza bo 7 years iqala isikola khona lapha ejele ngoba umama akaphume akakaphume ejele usahlele lapha. The next thing uthola uswele lo mama uyakhishwa. Ingane uma iphuma ejele yithi ekhaya kusejele. Ngoba kulapha ayikhulela khona. Uma ibona bo sigonondo lapha yana ibona bomgwazeni, bokhwirile yasha, bobanibani, yithi abomalumi, abo-anti, nabobanibani, you understand? Ngoba iyazi ukuthi yona kubo kulaphaya. You understand? La, in order ukuthi le ngane lena ize understand ukuthi akusiyona yala, kumele ama-social workers abe nomsebenzi omkhulu ukuthi adila nengqondo yale ngane. That is what we are doing. You are not a sinner. Isono unkulu uthi uChrist wasi solve e Golgotha. You are a holy nation. Uthini laphana ku First Peter chapter 2 uthi laphana you are a chosen generation, a holy priest. So it's not for me ukuthi nangithi lokhu uNkulunkulu akusho ukuthi mina I am a chosen generation then ngithi mina akanchuzanga.
Mm.
Akanchuzanga kanjani kathi uthi mina I am a chosen generation. I am not a holy kanjani kathi yena uNkulunkulu athi mina ngiholy. Kathi uholiness bami kumele butholakala kanjani? I holiness yami umfundisi wami ayitholakali by what by my doing by but what Christ did on the cross of Calvary, the day bekabethelwa nami ngangibethelwa kanye naye ngibukuye ngivume yena. He is my king. He is everything for me. So konke mina engiyiko ngireflekta lokhu uChrist, ngireflekta uNkulunkulu. Angizireflekta, angisazirepresenti mina, ngiphilela yena. Yikho ngangisho mfundisi wami ukuthi na kunamabandla kudlalwa ikesho zamademoni. Kuthiwa kuthi uthi uhole kanjani re awunamfazi? Nginaye. Manje uhole kanjani unomfazi?
Hayi.
Uhole kanjani kathi wena ugcoba intotwana? Angithi uyasinyathela intotwana. Hey, ngiholi mina ngiyanyathela intotwana. Ninayo unkosikazi ngiyanyathela kodwa ngiholi. Akusho ukuthi uma nginonkosikazi I'm not a holy man. Akusho ukuthi uma nginyathela intutwana I'm not a holy man. I am a holy man. I-holiness yami iqala kokuthi number one ngithathe impilo yami ngiyindlale kuyo. UNkulunkulu uma ngibheka ngangibheki nge-action yami. Ungibheke ngokulu about what Christ did on the cross of Calvary. Akangibuki ngokuthi mina ngenza ungibunga ukuthi mina ngime kuphi ngime kuChrist iaction yami kumele yitshintsha ngoba lapha ngime khona ngime kuChrist angisazimelanga manje iaction yami yitshintsha ngoba ngime la ukulunga kwami kwemvelo kufana nesidwedwe esinukayo doesn't matter ukuthi ndilunge kangakanani but ukulunga kwami uma ngena Christ then ukufana nezidwadwe sinokayo. 2 Corinthians chapter 7 ngicarasi bheka mfundisi wami yithi laphana, all these promises are made to us my dear friend, so then let us purify ourselves from everything that makes our body or soul unclean and let us be completely holy by living in awe with God. Kumele simisa. So we must live a holy life ngokumesaba uNkulunkulu. Mina imeditation yami, indlela ngihamba ngayo, indlela ngikhuluma ngayo, indlela ngiphila ngayo, mangimrepresent yena. So I must be completely holy by the way I live. I must live ngokumesaba uNkulunkulu. Hayi ngendlela mina ngangicabanga ukuthi kumele ngiphile ngayo. Inkosi Musa mayibusise umfundisi wami. Asekeni nje lento yokudlala ikesho zamademoni yokuthi hayi akuna muntu angathi uholi la anomfazi. Hey, nginaye.
Hey madoda.
But I am a holy man.
Hey, ya nizimihlolo yazi. Hey makamu, fanele sihlale sinikhulekela bayanihlupa straight. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. We are talking about holiness and going towards the end of the show. But we can take maybe two or more calls with regards to this. Thursday Live, the name of the show. And I'm featuring the Apostle Phumla Mfene and also Umfundisi Makamu, Josias himself. And we are touching on this, the very issue of holiness. Now, talk to us. Send us WhatsApps 082-657-2729. You can also drop us a voice note on that matter. Now, let me come to you, Apostle. When it comes to holiness, again, this is just fantastic. When you look into Luke chapter 1, verse 74 and 75, it says, to grant us, I underline the word grant, to grant us that we, being delivered from the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our lives. Holiness, it's a grant also from the Father that we be able to serve before him all the days of our lives, and also a grant that delivers us from the hands of our enemies. A grant. Ish. An act of grace. Apostle?
Ish. Mm. Yeah, an act of grace indeed.
Yeah.
Galata, the last part where it says, you know, saving us in holiness all the rest of our life. So
yeah.
It's called a mandate. And Rona, human nature, Rona, capacity, Rona, but thank God for Jesus.
Yes.
There's no way we can be able to live a holy life, but it's the rest of our life. Holiness and righteousness, and all this attributes, including all the nine fruits of the Spirit.
Yes.
We start born, closer to God like never before. Grace and able to live a holy life. But like also, man of God, I hope possible to open the holy life outside Christ.
Yeah.
Outside the help of the Holy Spirit.
Absolutely.
We can't attain holiness if we don't embrace the grace of God that is in Christ, that is in the body of Christ. Because the grace, it gives us an ability and also an advantage for a holy life. And if we live a holy life, then we have an advantage over sin and the devil. When you read also in the book of 2 Timothy chapter 1 from verse 9 and 10, Aaron, he has saved us and called us to a holy life, not because of anything we have done, but because of his own purpose and his grace. May we allow the grace of God, may we embrace the grace of God and allow the grace to help us to live a separated life, consecrated life, a life that is pleasing before the Father, a life when people will look at us. They don't even need to wait for you to open your mouth and just overlay to them. Next fella, as you demonstrated, meaning you'll be demonstrating the life of Christ, and then people will be easily won into the body of Christ. We need to understand that for us to live a holy life, we just call pillar holy life outside Christ, outside his grace, outside the Holy Spirit.
Sure. Yeah.
For the rest of our life, it is possible, it can be done. So, the grace is available for that.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you so much, Apostle Muruti Makam. After this, your closing comments.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Now, check it out. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1. This is the concluding matter. Therefore, having these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of Yahuwah. This cleansing ourselves from filthiness and flesh, it is a grant that comes with the fear of the Elohim. If we fear him, we do what he says, then we purge ourselves. By that, we purge ourselves from all unrighteousness. Then we are able to live in the perfecting holiness. I like the concept that it says a perfecting holiness, the holiness of the Father that makes us perfect. If we dwell in the fear of the Father, then his holiness that makes us perfect will therefore put away all these evils that had been messing around with us from the beginning. Finally, what do you say, Muruti? Let me give you 2 minutes. What say you?
But angeke uyiphile a holy life without Christ. The only time you can live a holy life is when you are in Christ.
Yeah.
The Bible says, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old is gone.
Mm.
The old, everything becomes new. So in holy life, you tolakala lapu when you become a new person in Christ. First Peter chapter 1, verse 15 and 16. Instead, be holy in all that you do, as God who called you is holy. 16, the scripture says, be holy because I am holy. So in holiness, yako, uzoyiphila uma uku Christ. Lapho uzoba ume khona. Nalesi petu hamba uzenza nalapho hamba uyorenewa khona contract namhlanje imoto ziphumile sibamba u-N3 ezinye zibambe umloto road. Anikwe renewa iholiness kaNkulunkulu. Renewa iholiness kaNkulunkulu by what you do. Inkosi Musa mayibusise. Ekugcineni elokugcina mfundisi wami, I want to say ukuthi na thousands of angels zibhizi ziyaministara right now kunkosi yamakhosi igama la uyahusha hamashia and amakirubi namasarafi maguqe ngamadolo athi you are holy, you are holy, you are worthy. Nami ngi-ede lami baba ngithi Jehovah, you are holy, you are worthy. And inkazimulo neyibongo zonke nodumo lonke zifanele wena. Amen.
Thank you so much. And of course, thank you for listening to the show. Thank you so much for the WhatsApps and calls. Thank you very much also for praying for us. To the King above all else, we give him glory, majesty and honor. By his Holy Spirit, he continues to guide us into all truth. The only true potentate, Yahusha HaMashiach. Hey, we give him all the honor that he is guiding us towards the Father in salvation. Thank you, Mfundisi Makam. You can't see them, Mfundisi.
Inkomo, Mfundisi. Kwa mba shi mkatekisi. Inkomo, mana mpostalo wa minu.
Inkomo, Mfundisi wa minu. Wonderful Passover weekend to you.
Inkomo, inkomo, kateka.
Awuzege.
Amen.
And to the Apostle Pumlamfene, great Passover as it has started more than a week ago. It's going on and on. Thank you so much. Father's graces to you.
Thank you so much, Murut, and to our listeners. Great Passover weekend. Shalom, shalom.
Thank you so much. And of course, we talk again the coming week. We will be touching on the issue of the person of the Holy Spirit. We will be touching on the issue of the person of the Holy Spirit. It's happening next week. From me, Ray, it's been great. Tuda Rabah.
Read the word for today wherever you are. Download our app now and read our daily devotionals anywhere, anytime. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.